Today, we're diving into the delicious world of cheese and exploring why melted cheese is so irresistibly gooey and stretchy. If you've ever wondered about the science that takes place when cheese transforms from a solid state to that deliciously gooey form we all love, you're in the right place. Let's explore this fascinating food as we break down the chemistry behind cheese melting and share some fun experiments you can do with your kids at home. Perhaps this could become a delightful bonding activity for you and your children. To start, let's chat about why melted cheese is such a crowd pleaser. From pizzas to grilled cheese sandwiches, the ability of cheese to melt qualifies it as a versatile and beloved ingredient. This incredible transformation is all thanks to the intricate balance of proteins and fats within the cheese. Essentially, cheese is made from milk, and its primary components, casein, proteins, and lipids, play a crucial role in its melting properties. When subjected to heat, these molecules start to move and stretch, allowing the cheese to flow and become gooey. Now let's take a closer look at the molecular structure of cheese. Within cheese, casein proteins are structured in a network that holds the fat and moisture in place. Imagine it like a mesh, where the liquid and fat molecules are trapped. When cheese is heated, the fats begin to liquefy, and the proteins, which are sensitive to temperature, begin to denature or unravel. This denaturation process allows proteins to realign, forming a soft, stretchy consistency. The casein proteins lose their grip, allowing the fat to seep out, giving melted cheese that luscious, gooey texture we adore. Hence, melted cheese is a product of the interplay between these proteins and fats. So how does heat specifically result in cheese melting? Essentially, as cheese heats up, the milk fats turn into a liquid, and the proteins, primarily casein, disband from their structured networks. This allows the cheese to transform from a solid to a liquid state. Interestingly, varying temperatures affect the cheese melting point, with factors like moisture content and fat proportion determining just how the cheese responds to heat. For example, mozzarella and cheddar, due to their high moisture and fat content, melt smoothly, whereas cheeses like feta and halloumi, lower in moisture, remain firm when heated. You might be curious about why different cheeses melt differently. Well, it comes down to composition. Cheeses have varied moisture levels, types of fats, and acidity levels, which affect how they melt. Cheeses with higher moisture and fat content, like mozzarella and cream cheese, melt smoothly and uniformly. Aged and hard cheeses like Parmesan, on the other hand, may not turn gooey because their protein network is more rigid and less exposed to moisture and fats. This means that the cheese-making process and the aging period play a huge role in determining a cheese's melting ability. Let's transform this science into a fun activity with some experiments. A simple and enjoyable experiment with your kids is to compare how different types of cheese melt using various heating methods, such as microwaving versus heating on the stovetop. You could take small cubes of cheddar, mozzarella, and Parmesan and observe how they respond to heat. Encourage your children to make predictions and note the differences. This exploration can stimulate curiosity and help them understand the concepts of heat and material properties. Now, how can you incorporate these scientific observations into a family-friendly cooking session? Use these cheesy experiments as a gateway to cooking. Making a pizza or grilled cheese sandwich allows for a delicious, practical application of your scientific findings. Engaging children in cooking while discussing the science behind what they observe, like the bubbling of cheese, can create an interactive learning environment. This not only fosters scientific curiosity, but also strengthens familial bonding by creating fun, shared experiences. In conclusion, exploring the everyday science in common foods like cheese provides a wonderful opportunity to bond with your children. Through understanding how cheese melts, you nurture their innate curiosity and foster a deeper appreciation of science in daily life. This 5-minute exploration has shed light on the wonders of molecular behavior, offering fathers a handy way to create both a delicious treat and a meaningful learning experience. By weaving science into shared activities, you and your children build lasting memories and strengthen your connection. Thank you for tuning in to Bonding Through Science Snacks. We hope this episode has given you not only a fascinating peek into the science of melting cheese, but also inspired some hands-on activities to enjoy with your little ones. Remember, every episode aims to bring you closer to your children through fun and informed learning. Join us next time as we delve into the mysteries below the crust of your favorite bread. Until then, happy experimenting and keep fostering that scientific spirit.